This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. This is First Communion, written by Abigail Rabbit. Hush now. That's right. Hold Mama's hand. You like this part, don't you? Yes. We are joined together in the Lord. My mother used to hold my hand just like this, Alex. It's just a reminder. Mom is here for you, just like Jesus is there for all of us, okay? Shh. Daddy is really inspired today, isn't he? Inspired by the Lord that literally means that God has breathed into him, like respiration, breathing. So we're not really hearing Daddy right now. Not really. We're hearing God's wisdom through him. So listen now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Like you, Alex, you're the fruit of my womb. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What's that? Oh, sure. This part can take a while, yeah. Here, come cuddle with Mama. There you go. Just curl up right there. It's okay. No one's looking. Everyone's watching Daddy or reading the scripture. This is the best part, right? I like it too. We don't really do this much at home, do we? Shh, it's okay, baby. Everything's gonna be all right. We are redeemed, sweetheart. We are. Through Jesus, we live forever. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a precious gift? God gave us his only son. He granted us that gift to cleanse the original sin and bring us back to the garden. Yes, that is God's promise to us, his new covenant, the New Testament. And Alex, it's important that you learn about these things. You're getting older now. You're 8 years old. That's a big age. If you don't understand something, that's okay. I didn't understand everything about the world or about faith at your age either. In fact, wondering about it at all, even doubting, that's all part of the process. We doubt, we wonder, we question, but then we believe anyway. That's the nature of faith, and it's there that we all can find comfort, you know? Call upon Mother Mary or the angels for help. They really do work wonders for us, honey. You have a guardian angel of your own, it's true. And one day, you'll meet them. But for now, obey your mama and just listen to Daddy go. Glory be the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Doesn't this make you kind of hungry? Or feel God's love inside? It makes me love you so much, Alex. And I already love you past the moon and stars. God's love can inspire us like breathing. But God's jealousy is different. Jealous because he wants us to come home. He wants us all for himself. We are his children after all. Yes, of course he wants all his children in heaven. He's made you all sweet and cute and trouble. Even when kids misbehave, like you tracking dirt into the house, that comes from the Lord. That's part of the deal. So yes, God's love burns the hottest for little children like you, Alex. The Lord loves you best, just like I do.
Alex has grown restless. He grabs the Bible and places it over his lap, a tent of obvious male excitement, big for his age.
Oh, Alex, don't be embarrassed. Shh. That happens to every little boy now and then. It's okay. I told you, no one's looking. You don't need to hide it from Mama. I've already seen you naked. How many times? No, please. Baby, don't cover it. No. And definitely not with that. Put that away. There. Never be ashamed of that part of you, Alexander. It's all natural, okay? We can talk about sin later and how you can free yourself from it, but for now, just let it be, okay? It'll go down eventually. Shh. Now let's listen. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Hide me within your wounds. Keep me close to you. Defend me from the evil enemy. Call me at the hour of my death and bid me come to you to praise you with your saints forever and ever. Amen. My darling, not so close. No, honey, not there, all right? You're too old for that now. I'd love to still be able to do that for you because I love nourishing you like that, directly from my body. It was very bonding, but you're 8 now. You mustn't touch mommy like that. That's for daddy. Alex, stop now. Just cuddle close. Just like that. What you tried just now, that's called inappropriate. And you can't go around touching girls or women wherever you like, or touching anyone for that matter. That's their personal space, sweetheart. Their private parts, just for them to touch, all right? Now, the service is almost over. Daddy looks so proud up there. Doesn't he sound nice, too? Today was an excellent sermon, really.
She sounds almost like she's trying to convince herself. Alexander, meanwhile, appears contemptuous of the rules coming between him and his mother. He does, however, entertain the notion of touching his private parts later. Mother and son are kneeling together. Alexandra focuses intently on her prayers. Alexander focuses discreetly on her body.
Come on now, Alex. Recite it with me. The Apostles' Creed. Do you have it memorized yet? Let's go, okay? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Alex, this part is important, okay? He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence, he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Anglican Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now, kneel with me here and be quiet. It's supposed to hurt, Alex. That's the thing. I know it hurts. You can stand up if you can't bear it any longer. But Jesus suffered too. That was what we call the passion. He suffered way more than us here with our sore knees. Pain is a reminder, Alex. Every time you're hurting, that should make you think of Jesus and how much he endured for all of our sins. Yes, you don't need to run away from it. Let's pray together some more in our own way. Make it up. Just be humble. God is not a magician. He doesn't owe you a trick. We only beseech. We only beg him to show mercy on us and forgive us for our frailty, our weakness. We try, we fail, but we always approach closer to God. A nearer walk with thee, that's right. So just kneel here a minute longer. You can take it. All right, that's enough. Now, what was it you wanted to say to me, Alex? We can talk now. What's troubling you, baby? You love me? Well, I love you too. I'm your mama, of course. And love? No. That's not what that means. You're not in love with me. That's for man and wife. Someday you'll find a nice Christian girl to marry. But it's really kind of sweet that you love me like that, darling. Since you were six? Alex, no. I told you that's not what that means. You can't be in love with your mother. It's not right. It's deeply sinful. You mustn't think those thoughts. Besides, I could never betray your father. That would be incest and adultery, Alex. That's wrong. It's impossible. And this will pass. You will forget all about these feelings. And let's never talk about it again, okay? We're mother and son, that's all. No. We're putting a stop to that right here and now.
I'm telling you no, Alex. As your mother, I don't often tell you no, do I? But this is a firm one. Hard line.
Shh, no more of that. No. Recite a Holy Queen with me right now.
I believe Mother Mary will fix this. She'll help you to move past this wicked temptation, okay? Say it with me. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O holy Mother of God, that we may be worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen.
Alex and Alexandra are together again. The tension remains higher than ever. Max is not home. He's off ministering at the hospital. Alex once again courts his own mother, attempts to seduce her. The icons of saints upon the walls look on in mute horror.
Alex! You can't hug me like that from behind. It's inappropriate. It's wrong, and I told you that, and you need to stop. If you love me and respect me as your mother, then you will stop that. I don't care. I don't. I just can't, Alex. You are not supposed to fall in love with your own mother. That's incest. That's sodomy. I don't even know what it is, but it's wrong. The Bible says so somewhere. Leviticus, maybe. Alex, please, please stop and just kneel beside Mama here again. Let's pray the rosary. Alex, is this what it's going to take? Will you pray and be a good boy if I let you embrace me like that? We can't carry it out any further than that, all right? But you can hug Mama, I suppose, as long as you recognize, as long as you can tell me that it's wrong, that it's sinful to do any more than this. Do you understand? Okay, then. Pray with me, and then you can hug me some more, okay? The Memorare. Ready? Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Alex, not there. Stop kissing. Say this with me. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee. O Virgin of Virgins, my mother, to thee do we come. Before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer them. Amen. Alex, what are you doing? Kissing my neck? Please, this is wrong. You just don't care. I told you not to carry it further, and look what you're doing, naughty boy. Do you know the last time your father did this to me? It's been months. That's wrong too, I guess, but two wrongs don't make a right, right?
Alex, please. I know it feels good, but you need to stop. I can feel how excited it's getting you. That's unholy. I can't. We really ought to stop right now. You're pushing it against my butt. Oh, gosh. Alex, will this exercise it for you? If you can get the poison out like this, then maybe it is part of God's plan? If we can get it out of your system right here and now, then maybe it's best that we go on. Father won't be home for hours yet. We have time. I mean, yeah, it feels good for Mama too, but that's how the devil gets in. He makes sin feel good, and you have to mistrust that feeling. Only pain can be trusted. Suffering is pious. Pleasure is secular. It's of this world, and this world is dirty. It's evil. We should not be bringing more evil into this world. Alex, when I brought you into the world, it was such a joy. It redeemed all the pain of labor, a woman's work, a mother's love. I was here for you. I sustained you for 9 months inside of me. And then you arrived for me. You began to sustain me, a loving, adoring son.
Alex has begun to touch her in more and more inappropriate ways. Not only kissing her on her neck, from behind, in the backs of her ears, but her cheeks, touching her hips and thighs, the forbidden hills of her breast under her house dress. His juvenile hard-on twitches against her ass, with their difference in height meaning that he's standing behind her while she kneels.
Alex, no! Please stop. That's enough. I don't care how good it feels. We need to stop because it is sin. We mustn't disappoint the Lord. Yes, Jesus is also God. Yes, God is also the Holy Spirit. So yes, Jesus effectively impregnated his own mother. Still, it doesn't matter who did them or if it was okay that one time, Alex. We really can't do this. You're going to get in so much trouble if Daddy finds out. Alex, not there, please. If you touch there, I can't. I won't be able to help myself. Why are you doing this? I love you, and I told you no. Mommy loves you, but not like this. How can you be in love with your own mother? And so wrong. It's filthy. You're being bad, Alex. You're being sinful, and Mommy is telling you to stop. It doesn't matter that... What, you're bigger than your father? Your penis is... How? I mean, your father tends to fat. And yes, maybe that hides some of the length, but... My God, Alex, you're only 8 years old. The Lord's truly blessed you, hasn't he? I can feel that. This is so wrong. I can't believe we're doing this. We have to stop right now. I have needs, Alex. Of course I do. But this all must be a test from God. And I don't think that we're passing. No. You're a virgin, Alex. I don't care. I don't even recognize that you're in love with me. That's not... That can't be a thing. Do you understand? If we're going to do this, you cannot tell anyone. Not Daddy, not anyone. If you're in love, you want to tell the world. But this has to remain a secret, okay? It's a sin. But you can confess it later and be forgiven. We both will. Oh, God.
In a sense, they are both virgins. She has never had sex with a child before. The clothes come off. Alex's stimulation of his mother takes full effect. She is aroused. He has been aroused since the first nervous moment. His latest attempted seduction. His first success after weeks of failure.
No. No, 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 we really can't. We really can't. Look, one more prayer. One more chance for God to save us from this. Or to help us save ourselves. Alex, stop. Not while we pray, okay? Listen, recite and jealous with mommy now. Put that away. Okay, say it. Are you ready? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I like that. Hail Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Please, 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 pray for us. O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Yeah, yeah, there. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Still feeling it, aren't you? I am too. Dirty boy. Fine. You want to try? That is your God-given desire, my beautiful boy, my perfect child. Yeah, you want to stick it in mama. Okay, I'll get it ready for you. Hold on. You like that? Look how stiff it is. Like a springboard. See? You're so hard. Max never gets this hard anymore. He looks at, well, he has his own private movie collection. Let's put it that way. More important to him than my needs. Not more important to you, though, huh? Mommy's the most important to you, right? Are you really in love with me, Alex? Are you going to keep this a secret? Do you love me that much? Yeah? Come on, then. This is what you wanted, big boy. You're growing up so fast, huh? Not a little baby anymore. You want to come of age right now, don't you? Let's go then. Make love to me.
Make love to mommy right here. We have time. Let's see how long you can last. I remember being your age, or a little older. I remember what it was like as a horny little girl, wanting all the time, rubbing. All right then, give me some. There. Oh yeah, you wanted me like this? You wanted me to spread for you in the prayer room? You little sinner. You heard what incest was and you wanted to try? Here. See, mommy? See all of me? These breasts that fed you milk in your infancy? You want to suckle again? Yeah. Yes, little Alex. Oh, you're not so little anymore, are you? Oh, my God. Yeah, right there. Oh, you're fucking now, baby. Oh, Christ. Oh, yeah, hit that. Feel it. Oh, yeah, you feel it so good. I love it. It's just right. Oh, it is. Fuck yes, that's so nice. Oh, don't taste the apple? Yeah, right. You wanted a taste. Oh, how do you like it? Do you like fucking mommy's pussy like that? Yeah. Let me hold you. Oh, come up here. Let me kiss you. Feel me squeezing on it. Yeah, pulling you in. Oh, yeah, come on. Don't hold back now. That's it right there. Yeah, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You were big. You're fucking blessed, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's my boy. Such a good boy. Yeah, show me. Show me. Show me how much you love your mommy. Jesus, fuck, yes. Oh, it's gonna make me come too, right when you do. Right when you come in, mama. I knew your balls had dropped already. I could tell you wanted this so badly. The way you were looking at me, you didn't even need to tell me. I already knew. Oh, yeah, pound it, baby. Yeah, pound it, I can take it. Oh, yeah, like that. Ah, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Keep going. Oh, keep going. That's God's love right there. It has to be. That's the joy. Oh, that's the word made flesh. Fuck, yes. Ah, oh, you're gonna come, aren't you? Yeah, you're gonna fill mommy up. Do it. Come in me, please. Come in this pussy like you wanted to. I'm right there, too. Oh, it's never felt this good. Oh, it's a sign. It's a sign. This was God's plan. Don't even question it. Oh, oh my God. Oh, I love you, Alex. Oh, you're so good. I'm about to come. It's true. You're making me. Oh, I'm coming. Oh my God, I'm coming. Oh my gosh. Just my precious little sinner, aren't you? My darling boy. My predator. I think I hate how much I love you. No, I don't. I love it. I love you so much, Alex. You're the best son in the world. And I'm the world's greatest mom. If you say so.
Alex is always ready. And Max is oblivious. Utterly unaware that his son, with the bigger dick, is bawling his wife, left, right, and center, six ways to Sunday. Bed breaking, water splashing, pool sex, shower sex, just general incestuous mayhem. And now, another stolen moment. No one is there except for mother and son, by design. Max is nowhere to be seen. His peripatetic life as a vicar leaving Alexandra free to explore incest, to plumb the full depth of her son's depravity and her own.
How's this? You're going to be such a legend. Do you know that, Alex? I mean, when you grow up with the girls, with all this experience, I know that you don't want any other girl right now. You just love me, baby boy. But someday, if God has taken me into his arms, then you will move on, which is healthy, which is good. I want you to be good for them. I want to teach you everything that I know. Max thinks I'm sheltered, so innocent. If only he knew. I've fantasized about such dirty things ever since I was 12, 13. I have. And they are not of the devil, even if they taste a little like brimstone. No, they are sins, sure, to do them. It would be wrong, but also feel really good. Little Alex, I mean big Alex. Mommy doesn't know everything. I don't know why there's all this confusion. I'm a little tired of having to defend the faith on stuff like this. It's a lot, I know, but your love has clarified so much for Mommy, and I didn't expect it to. I didn't want it. I wasn't asking for this, but you came to me. You showed me the way. You taught Mommy. You showed me that you know how to sling that thing already. It's instinct, right? It feels so natural, so good. How could it be wrong? I mean, it is, and yet how perverse. We don't need to abide by those silly rules anymore, do we? You nasty little boy. Look how hard you are already in church. And this holy place. Are you going to fuck me some more? Are you going to fuck Mommy some more? Dirty boy. It's like you wanted to be my little pagan, huh? My little devil. Fine. But first, we have to pray. You know the drill by now, don't you? Prayer of surrender. Ready? Lord Jesus Christ, take all my freedom, my understanding, and my will. All that I have and cherish, you have given to me. I surrender it all to be guided by your will. Your love and your grace are wealth enough for me. Give me these, Lord Jesus, and I ask for nothing more. Amen. Except maybe a good husband. A lover that takes care of me? Where's that, Jesus? Oh, my only begotten son? Bring it in. Here, right across the altar. Who cares? No one's going to come in. And even if they did, they'd never believe their eyes. Get on that stool.
Yeah, there. I'll bend over right here. You want to fuck me doggy style? Fuck mommy like an animal, huh? Go on then. Oh, my God, there you go. Oh, that's it. That's so good. So fucking good. Oh, I love your little boy dick inside me, Alex. It's not even little. Oh, it's bigger than daddy's. It's true. Oh, you're the man of the house now, aren't you? Yeah. You're a better lover than he was. And you're only 8 years old. Praise God. Little 8-year-old Lothario. Little Casanova, huh? Your own mother. You seduced me. You made me want this. Well, then, give it to me. Yeah, you fucking incubus. How did you know? How did you know? Slap mommy's ass like that. Oh, yeah, I've been bad too, haven't I? Oh, I've been a naughty girl. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a sinner, that's right. I'm the grown-up here. I was supposed to tell you no and not let it happen. I shouldn't have let you do this. And yet I consented. I did. I wanted to fucking try it. And now you're in this pussy. You're filling mommy's pussy. Oh, God, fucking it's so good. Oh, how did you get so blessed? Is this how God loves shows up? Horny son with a big dick. A beautiful son to ruin mommy like this. I love you so much. I want this so bad now. You have me thinking about it every day, Alex. Yeah, you're so bad. You're so good. Oh, I can't take it. Your balls dropped. You can even get me pregnant. Oh, that's right. Oh, you want to try and knock me up? Huh? You've been trying already? Every time you shot inside of me, there was a chance. A risk. But you don't care, right? You love a little brother or sister who's your son or daughter, too. A baby having a baby. Fuck yes. Let's try it. Go fuck me. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. Give me all your cum right there, baby. Yeah, mommy loves it. Oh, mommy loves you. Yeah, daddy can't feel it like this, no. He doesn't even try. He takes me for granted. Oh, God, could you tell that I needed this? Yeah. Could you tell that I needed this? Did you sense it in me? Is that what made you come to me? Oh, my God, I don't care. Just don't stop. Oh, please don't stop. Please don't stop. Work your dick at me just like that. Oh, here, that's me squeezing on it. Oh, like a hug. Because I love it. My body loves it. Yeah, you're giving me exactly what God knew I needed. That's right. This is holy water. Yeah, that juice, what you're fucking out of me, that's the real holy water. Yeah. Oh, this is how the world is made, right between mommy's legs. Oh, don't you forget it. Fuck it like you mean it. Oh, God, you're gonna make mommy come again? Yes.
Max is on a ministry trip, away from home. He has no idea his wife and son are about to marry within the walls of his very church. Gathered here tonight are mother bride, Alexandra, and son groom, Alex, as well as a rogue officiant hired via the dark web.
I love you so much, Alex. Are you ready? It means a lot that you were honest
that you've been so good, and you've been the best son that a mother could ask for. Your love is real, and your heart is good. I made sure of that. You are the perfect husband for me. It's true. I want to show us off to the world, and we will. The moment we can get rid of this stupid secrecy, we will. I want to tell everyone just how much better you are than Max, who's only a man because he's over 18. He let me down. His wife. I was supposed to be the focus of his life, and he neglected me. And today, we're going to dissolve all that. Right, Father? First things first, the annulment. And then you'll marry us. We'll say our vows and enjoy our wedding night. Shall we start with a prayer? It's almost morning. Maybe we do the morning offering? Okay, let's begin. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart for love of you and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. It makes sense, too, that God would steer me away from Max now. He is so pathetic, really. No kind of lover, not like my son. Alex, don't let this go to your head, but you really are so much better than he is. Bigger in almost every way. More of a man. I want you to give me everything tonight, like you never have before. We need to exorcise all the demons, okay? Mine too. This is the first climax, the first peak of our lives together. And in a way, it's also the start of another story. All right, Father, we're ready for the ceremony. Let's go. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I am free to choose. I am faithful to my man here. I will accept children and bring them up in the church. Yes. My vows? Yes, I'm ready. Alex, I promise to cherish you always. My love will flow forever for you, my sweet one. I vow to honor and sustain you in sickness and in health, in poverty and in wealth, and to be true to you in all things until death do us part. Wait, the rings now. Here's yours, baby. Oh, and look what you got me. Oh my gosh, is that a candy ring? Oh, that's so cute. Oh my God, it's so sweet. Alex, I love it. Yes, hold on. Let's put it on. My big rock candy diamond ring. Oh, no, I love it. It's perfect. I do. Thank you, Father. No, you were wonderful. That was so perfect. Do you mind excusing us now? We'll just need the church a little while longer. You know, for a private reception. You understand. Yes, thank you again so much. Now then, husband, is this what you wanted? Is this what you expected? Becoming my lawfully wedded husband in this very church. It excites you, doesn't it? It excites me too. I've been wet since we started, like I'm melting. God wanted me to understand. Even this sin is part of his plan. We're doing the right, wrong thing here. We're not evil. No, we're the good ones. We're blessed. I want you to sin again with me, Alex. Except it's sanctified now. This is holy matrimony. Show me what it means to consummate a marriage. You know, don't you? You've heard about wedding nights. This is the time to do it. This is the best time to do it. Max, oh my God, was such an embarrassment on our wedding night. It was false, really. It was never a true marriage, not like ours. No, he's your father, but he's not my man anymore. You are. That's right. My strong man. My husband. There it is. Yes. You want to give it to me right here on the altar? This is where your daddy stands every Sunday. Take his place. Claim this pussy. Do it, baby. Yeah, fuck me. Fuck mommy. Fuck your wife. I'm your woman now. That's right. I already have your last name. All I want is your love now. I want that. Oh, yeah, right there. You know how to do it, don't you? You're so experienced. Yeah, you fuck mommy so good. You're the best I've ever had. You're the only one I want. Everyone should know how good it is, how sweet it is, how deep you go. Oh, my God, yes, like that. Hurt it. Yeah, try and hurt me. Oh, fuck. It's all yours. It is. Oh, that pussy is all yours now. Daddy's never gonna touch it again. I will refuse. I will not cheat on my real husband. No, I won't cheat on my perfect son. Yeah, here we go. I feel it already. You're getting me there, angel. Oh, fuck yes, baby. Oh, yeah, work it like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, here, let me turn over. Oh, there, get it in again. My guardian angel to whom God's love commits me here ever. Alex, there, yeah, oh yeah, slap them, yeah, you put that dick anywhere you want, oh, mommy's here for it, however, this day be by my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide, amen, oh, Max should have had his whole body replaced, his whole brain. He's so stupid sometimes. You're only 8 and you're smarter. He knows all the wrong things. You're learning the right things. Yeah. Show mommy what you learn. Yes. Yes, there. Oh, God, shove it in again. Yeah, fuck it again. Try your best. Yeah, baby, try your best to destroy me. It's okay. Oh, I can take it, baby. Let's try. Make me need to pray again. Yeah, give me something to pray about. What? Is this our act of contrition? Is this how we say we're sorry? By sinning some more? Hell yeah, it is. Yeah, fuck that tight, starved little pussy. Yeah, give me all that dick. Oh, God, it feels so good. I want you to fucking fill me all the time. Any chance we get. Who cares if he catches us now? Yes, we're married.
Alexandra begins to recite the act of contrition. Only her tone is dripping with irony. And she emphasizes the words by throwing her hips back or pulling Alex in deep, as deeply as she can.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm so heartfully sorry for offended thee. And I detest all my sins because of thy punishment, but fuck, most of all, because I have offended thee, my God, who is all good and deserving of my love. That's right. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to sin no more. Is that gonna happen? Oh, and to avoid the near occasion of sin, amen. Like Max, oh, the near occasion of sin. Yeah, he comes close to being bad. He's almost exciting, consistently, reliably boring. That's your dad. Sorry, not sorry. You're so much better. You are. Yeah, you're my big man. And Max is pathetic. You proved that to mommy, didn't you? Yeah, prove it some more. Yeah, come on. Feel it, baby. Right here. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, I'm your mommy wife. Give me all your cum right now. Yeah, mommy needs it right now. Yeah, fill this pussy up. Yes, I know you can. There you go, Alex. Oh, my God, I love you. I love you. I love you.
After the honeymoon, months passed. Mother and son, now husband and wife, filling the house and the church with the perfume of their proud, incestuous love. It is only a matter of time before Max the Blind finally discovers them.
Horny boy, you want to fuck mommy some more? Bring it here. You need it bad, huh? I could tell. I need it too. I want it. You gave me this craving, you little devil. You little angel. Let's go then. I want to try something new. Just lie there. Let me get on. Okay, are you comfortable? Okay, yeah. Mommy's in the saddle. That's right. There. It's in. You were right to want this. You knew better than mommy. I'm so glad you persisted. It's so good. And God must love it too. He wanted us to do this. This is part of the plan. God damn. Yes, there. Yeah, put your hands on my hips. Just feel me riding it. You like that? Every time it's better. How is that possible? You feel so good in me. And you love it too, don't you? You were in love with me when you were 6 years old. You're so bad. You were so patient, though. You wanted it all that time, and you had no idea how to get it. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry I made you wait even that long. We should have done this right from the start. Oh, fuck yes. It's okay to swear, baby. That's not a sin. That's just fun. Tell me you love this pussy. Is mommy the best mommy in the world? Oh my god, I love that so much. Yeah, keep talking. Oh yes, I knew it. All this time I knew. I remembered. It always felt this good. This shame came later. That's the only thing that feels bad. Being told there's something wrong. There's nothing wrong with this. And you sensed it. You knew. And now we're proving it, huh? Yeah, fuck sin. Fuck me. Yeah, you feel those titties? Reach up. Come on. Can you remember? Yeah, do they make you hungry? Now you're just horny. You're not hungry. You're the love of mommy's life. That's right. And just the horniest boy. You give me more than I can take sometimes. You know that? I never thought it could happen like that. You're an only child, but no. Not anymore. Not really. You're the man of the house. Do you like hearing me say that? Yeah, you're more of a man at 8 years old than Max is at 43. You want to turn me over? Yeah, you want to wrestle? Try. Yeah, try. There you go. Tackle me. You think you can? Are you powerful enough? Oh my god, yeah, you're getting there. Here, let's try like this. Oh yes, yes. Oh yes, beat it up like that. Yeah, work your dick in there. Oh god, just like that. I fucking love that. Here, wait. Yes. If I just rub here too. Yeah. Oh, there. Alex, I'm gonna, I'm coming. Oh my god. Oh.
Alex appears gratified, but he keeps going. In a spell of dopamine and oxytocin and taboo, he is unaware, as his mother, that they have been observed for the past 15 seconds by Max. Standing in the doorway, his ministry at the hospital canceled, and his world shattered.
What, Max? Can't believe it, huh? No, baby, don't stop. No, he won't do anything, right? Max, oh my god, stop crying. Oh my god, you're so pathetic. Yes, yes, we're sinners, we are. Oh yeah, we're so awful. Yeah, we're committing incest right in your house. Right under your nose. You want to guess how many times we've had sex? Trick question. I lost
count. Oh, keep going, Alex. It's okay. We can finish. Yeah, Daddy's not going to do anything. If he tells anyone, the state will divide his family. He'll look like a total fraud. The vicar whose wife married their son. That's right. This is nuptial bliss, Max. He's bigger than you. He fucks better than you. He's a better husband. More loving. Like, where do I even begin? I love him so much. I'm proud of this love. And don't try to tell me I shouldn't be here. Here, do you want the ring back?
She twists the knife, taking off the wedding band and throwing it at Max, only to put back on the cheap candy ring that her loving son had gotten her.
What's God say about this, huh? Yeah, how do we go from Adam and Eve to billions of people without a ton of incest, Max? It's all over the Bible, come on. Lot and his daughters, the children of Gethsemane. God must love incest. He made Alex fall in love with me, and I fell too. You can't stop us, and you know it. You shouldn't just watch like the fucking cuckold you are. Yeah, months now. That's right, months. We got married in your church. Are you going to deny us that? Revoke that sanctuary? Didn't think so. Just watch how good your son fucks me. Yeah, keep going, baby. Oh, yeah. Like that. Pick it up. Come on. Yeah, pound it. Show Daddy how it's done. I was his woman, but you stole me, didn't you? Yeah, and I love you for it. I do. I love your cock inside of me, my son's cock. How could I ever know it would be this good? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I want some immaculate conception. Alex, come on. Put a baby in me this time. Try your best. Knock me up. Let's show the world. Let's make you a daughter and a sister at the same time. Wouldn't that be nice? I can feel it. I know by now when you're about to come. Oh, yes, there it is. Oh, yes, Jesus. That's what mommy wanted. All that cum inside me. It's holy. It's a blessing. Sin has been solved, remember? Jesus will forgive us, right, Max? You should forgive us, too. And move on. Pray to St. Michael if you have to. I love my son, and he loves me. And if this is the form that God wants our love to take, then so be it. Who are you to contradict him? Yeah, I thought so. Amen this. Mm-hmm.